Ketuvach. We're holding Shin Pei Siv Dalid, the last Siv in Shin Pei. We're hoping we have a chance to finish the Siman tonight. Okay, just to have a brief summary of what we had in Shin Pei Siv Gimel last week. Over there, it talked about the Dinim of Reidus. There were numerous Peturim. One Petur was that a you're allowed to break the kelim of a roida because Toye Mamoina Kama Migufoi. Another patur was that you're allowed to break, to save the nirdaf, you're allowed to break the nirdaf kelim, and you won't be chai for that. We had a svar from the Makar Baruch like that. And the third svara, which was the takana, which was the broad takana, that in the event that you're trying to save somebody else, not yourself, you're trying to save other people, you'll have a general takana to break anybody's kelim. Kelim shokoladim, danger roid, danger nid, danger taladim would be potter because it's a takana, kadesh lo yimonim elahatulif and nirdas. Fine. And we discussed last week different machlokes, and in this last din, in this takana, how broad this takana was. We had numerous machlokes, and we said that it was machlokes. Nesivis and basically everyone else in the Yeshua, Pufulu Karifta, Minkaspitim, if what happens if there's a general group, you're part of the Nitzulim, but there are other Nitzulim as well. Do you have this Takana? Or Bechai Gavna, which is Pashup Tra Bechai Gavna, we don't need the Takana because you will anyway save yourself. So who cares that there are other people involved? Then we had another Machlekes, if this Takana was only limited to the Kalim that are on your way, that are blocking you when you're running, that's how Rav Moshe held. And seemingly the Meshavs and Nesivis held like that, but we said that the Makar Baruch and the Nesivis held that no, it's a broad takana that whatever it takes to save somebody, even if it means using his item to save, it could be a matzal acher, a moment from a third party, and you could be potter because of this takana. It's labdak only if you break the kelim on the way, even if you use those items actually to do the saving. I'm going to see tonight, we're going to take Reidus to the next step, more halachas of Reidus, but we're going to need these variables. I think. To start off, I think we have to begin with the Gemara. To understand tonight, it's going to be a Machlokes, how to touch up this Gemara, and it's a Chiddush in both ways. And just to crush I'm going to have to read you a Gemara in Bava Kama Kuv Yudayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following: Haru Gavra, there was a person, the Aktim the Asik Chamra the Mavra, that he brought his Chamra, his Chamor, that's how Rashi touches it, another Rishonim, that he brought his Chamor the Mavra onto a boat. Before people got onto the boat, from Rashi and the Rosh, it seems that maybe the Girsa was after the people already got onto the boat. It might play a role in Afkamina, we'll see tonight. But anyway, he brought his Chamor onto the boat. The Chamor went wild and was trying to capsize the boat. Asahu Gavra came along, one of the people on the boat, Malach Lelechamor, and pushed the Chamor off the boat. Yala. He bounced this guy's chamor off the boat. The shadi lanari threw it into the water. The tava and the chamor drowned. So the chamor drowned, but the boat and its people and its contents were saved. So the shayla was, what to do if he chayes for throwing the chamor off the boat? Also the kamei the rabbi, he came before rabbi, patre and rabbi patted him. He said, "No, you patre. You did a great thing. You mamish matzal everybody. You did a great thing." Amalei Abaya. Abaya asked him, "What's going on here? Why is he potter? V'hamatzel asmi b'mamun chaveruhu." The person who threw the chamor off the boat was one of the members of the ship. He was in a takana. He took this item, this chamor, threw it off the boat. He was, in essence, matzel asmi b'mamun chaveruhu. And a chanami al pikuach nefesh. We discussed 100 times the vazi you have a heter to do. But you're going to have, there's a price to that. You're going to be paying. You're going to be chayif to pay. So if you matzel asmi b'mamun chaveruhu, chayif. And they factor Abaya to Rabbi. Amalei, Rabbi answered him, "No, you're making a mistake. Hai meikara roidus hava. This, and I'm going to touch you according to Rashi, this bala chamor, the owner of the chamor, who put the chamor onto the boat, was a roidus. You take a chamor, a wild animal, and you put him on the boat. You know the chamor could go crazy on the boat and is going to mess up and might sink the boat. So you're right for doing such an irresponsible act." And Dr. Gemara, and therefore you're part of Dr. Gemara, why? Because Rabbi Latamei, because Rabbi, who just told this to Abaye, is going to Shitasai. The Amar Rabbi, because Rabbi said, and that's what we had in Sif Gimel last week, the Amar Rabbi, Roidiv Shoya Roidiv, Hakachaver Lohargoy, Mishiver Sakalim, when the Roidus is breaking Kalim, when he's trying to kill somebody in pursuit, he breaks people's Kalim, danger near the danger, call out the mispot, or why should he misguide the Nasha? Because everyone has a din to kill this Roidus, so the Nela is Kimla with Ravna, he's going to be a potter. The Nirdif, and it will be a Nirdif Sheshibet HaKalim, our case was a Nirdif, it will be a Nirdif Sheshibet HaKalim, so then Venta, if it's a Roidus, if he breaks the Kalim of a Roidus, he's going to be a potter. Because we have the Torah of last week, Shlo Yehim Amayni Chava V'Lav Migufay. Madoch, every Nirdif has a right to kill the Roidus to save himself. Kol Shekin, he has a right to destroy his assets, to destroy his mamon to save himself. Avo Shal Kol Adam is Kayev, but it will be somebody else's mamon, and it can only be Kayev, the Otol Ato Atma of the mamon Chavera. But Rabbi Lutanei, that since this person who put on the Chamor was a Roidus, so the Chamor is so if a Nirdif breaks other people's Kalim, he'd be chayv because Mata Asma Mamakaveroi. But since he broke this person's Kamar, he broke this Roidus Kamar, Lo Yei Mamayna Kava Lav Miguf, if I can kill him, I could certainly kill his Kamar and throw it off and damage his Kamar to save myself. So that's why he's potter. He's potter because here the Kamar is considered Kalof Shel Roidus, and Nirdif has a right to save himself with. And they thought the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat. Beautiful Gemara. Now let's take it, just be medayek a bit. The reason why I'm potter here, Betmash Bichai, the reason why I'm potter here is because the guy was responsible for putting a chamor onto the ship, and he had a shame roidus, the Bailam had a shame roidus, and therefore if I destroy his chamor, I am potter because Lady Mamayna covered the love, Nigufa. Good. We once discussed briefly, but I think now the time just to bring up Pasha Raya from the Sugya. What would be if you could, the Achayim Archeike, what would be if you had no right to kill the Raidis because you had the ability to be Matzal Asmoy, the Echad Me'evorav? The halacha that you can kill a Raidis is only if you can't do it in any other way. But if you were able to achieve the Hatzala through only cutting off a limb, and you went ahead and you killed him, you did too much, you're going to be chayv, you have no right to kill him. So there you don't have the din of roidus. Roidus is whatever it takes to save yourself. But if you had the ability to save yourself with only echad me'evorav, you had no right to kill him. So they want to know, v'chayi gavnu, we had the ability to save him, echad me'evorav, do you have a right to damage his money or not? Because if the kavachay mishleya mamayna kavalach migufayim, v'chayi gavnu, you have no right to kill him. You're only allowed to cut off a limb, maybe because you don't have the kav chayma, and you have no heter, no ptur actually, to damage his mechasin. And kav chayma from them we don't see. So now you're making your own kav chayma. Okay, good. You're making kalenda. So the Bili Shmuel says that because since you can't kill him, you have no ptur on damaging his money. This is the Bili Shmuel. I think it's not correct. Now, and this is a raya. Sorry? Okay, so that's what Ben Simdov was trying to say, that maybe you'll have the Kabbal Kramer from a limb. Let's not go down that route. And the Khanami, she's supposed to do it. If you had a way to calm him down in a different way, and the Khanami, you shouldn't be throwing the Kamar off. And the Khanami. But, alright. And the Khanami, you might be crying, because you did too much. But what I'm clearing is the Khanami, I'm clearing what I'm this. The animal, in order to damage his mechassim, to save himself, you had to damage his mechassim. But here, if you had to try to kill him, you wouldn't be able to kill him because you could do it back in the avar. So they want to say, if you're chayiv, the Gedulish will suggest, if I gamna, you're going to be chayiv. I think that it's not true, and this is a mefur shariah. In this case, did you have a right to kill the owner of the chamar? No. Killing him is not going to help you at all. What are you going to do? He's not even on the boat. He wasn't about killing him. Is not going to help you. The problem is with his chamor. And yet the Gemara says you still have this kavuchaim. Shalayim amayna kavuchaim love me gufay. So you see, mafur shirai that even if you can't kill him, but vivai he has a shame roidus, you're allowed to kill and destroy his assets to make the hatzalah. And it's a pashut asfar. What was the kavuchaim? The kavuchaim wasn't in this particular case. The kavuchaim is if you see the Torah gives you a right for hatzalah to kill a roidus, then kosher can the Torah gives you a right for hatzalah to destroy a Roidus asset. Now, a person who could be Matalech, you could save this Roidus by being Matalech Be'ech Me'evorah, he still has a shame Roidus. But the Tugang is, instead of killing him, do it Be'ech Me'evorah. But he has a shame Roidus. He's trying to kill you. He is a Roidus. I mean, he's not a Roidus. Who is a Roidus? He is a Roidus. So now that he's a Roidus, and the Torah normally gives me the right to kill him, So I'd like to be back from here, boss. I don't know that I've had to do for Cal, whatever it takes. But if whatever it takes here is to destroy his assets, I have a tool to destroy his assets. My boss, Pesera, gives me a right to kill him. Pesera gives me a right to destroy his assets as well to achieve a Hatzalah. And that is the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is not in this particular case. Kabbalah, see the Chiddush HaFra, the Torah gives you a Rishus to kill, the Torah gives you a Rishus to destroy Mamni as well, in order to say. It sounds like from the Gemara, it's not clear if that guy was on the Gemara, on the scene as well. Let's try to entertain both of them.
I want to make sure I understand. The Chakir was in the car for damaging money separate from the Masa.
No, his Yichayv, he's damaging money in order to save himself, and it's the only way he could save himself. But if the Yichayv Gavin, he can kill him, because he could achieve that soul, let's say, through Echad Me'evarov, but you still have the Kavu Chaimah that you're allowed to destroy his asset. So in this case, you cannot kill him, and yet you have the power of destroying his asset. Right, correct. I'm telling you, it's not that, that wasn't the Shaila. That's what Sian Dovid said. The Shaila was, is that we have the Kavu Chaimah, the Kaagamna, where you can't kill him.
Over there, the Kashi is, the killer of the Rabbanbeg, is kill the person.
The Nedef is damaging the Roidus, and we have, how do you know you're allowed to damage people's assets and have a patur? For Hatzalah purposes, maybe there's no such thing. If you see that you can kill people to achieve Hatzalah, albeit the Roidus, of course, so too you can destroy his assets to achieve the Hatzalah. The Shiloh was, if you can't kill him, whatever the reason might be, are you allowed to destroy his assets? And here we see, yes, that you're allowed to destroy his assets, even if B'chiyah Gavna grabbed you can't kill him because nothing can help you by killing him. Still, yes, you still have this Kavu Chaimah. It's Mufur Shagamah Al-Lachayim. It's with his money. And we never found anywhere in the Torah that you have a patur on money, except for Rabba. Rabba was Mechadish, the Dosh states in Roy, there's a Kavu Chaimah to his money. Dosh states. Sorry? I am telling you, it is also Kavu Chaimah. Not if you see that the Torah allows you to kill. Take Nefoshes and kill Nefoshes to achieve Hatzalah. Of course, again, the Torah allows you and passes you if you destroy Mum and, of course, if the Raiders to achieve Hatzalah. Correct. Even if, in this case, you can't kill him. I think it's much better. All right, let's take it to the next hour. I don't know about the end. There's a lot here tonight, and I want to try to finish. Again, so the Gemara states that the reason why you pasul is because the person was irresponsible to put the thing on the Tzvina, to put the Chamar on the Tzvina. He has a shame raidus. His Chamar is Mamonisha raidus, and you're allowed to destroy Mamonisha raidus to achieve Atollah. That's the Mordechai, beautiful, and the great man, and he with my Manisim himself as well. So what would be that the, when the minig was that they did bring Chamarim onto the ship, they broke, like today, you bring cars on ships, whatever, you bring Chamarim on the ship. The fact, let's say normal Kamarim could behave themselves on the sea and they won't jump and make the ship capsize. And you had the right to bring it on. And you brought it on Mamish Kedin. And all of a sudden, on the water, all of a sudden the animal goes crazy and is trying to capsize the ship. And now you take this Kamar and you throw it off. What's going to be then? But the Mordechai, you can be Chayiv. Because Gavin is the person who put the stuff on is not a racist. He put the Chamar on, he's not a Raidus. He didn't do anything irresponsible. It was very normal to put Chamarim on the Tzvina. So the Chai Gavna, he's not a Raidus. The Baal HaChamar is not a Raidus. And the fact now that the Chamar is trying to destroy the ship, that's very nice. But if you throw it off, you're being Masal Atma, the Mamun Chaver, and you're going to be Chai. I say that to Mordechai. Beautiful, big, and tomorrow, but. Oh, we're going to get to it in a second. 1 second, jumping. Very good. But the Baal, according to Rashi and the Mordechai, in Kama the Kama Rishonim, the whole sugya was that the Baal HaChamar is the Raidus, and this is Mamonai of the Raidus that you're allowed to destroy. And that's a mitzvah Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Latane, that just like you see, you're allowed to destroy Mamonai Shal Raidus to achieve Ha'atzalah, so to here you're allowed to destroy the Chamar, because the Chamar is Mamonai Shal Raidus to achieve Ha'atzalah. So the Chai Gavner of the Mordechai, where the Baal HaChamar wasn't the Raidus, he didn't do anything wrong. So then, in the Kanami, you're going to be Chai. As is also Mordechai, so now we have a Gemara, Rashi, Mordechai, and Kamar Yishayinu, it's Ludwig like that in the Gemara. So, Fegur Chashayimah. The guy who put the Chamar, when he put the Chamar on, not just because he didn't know, he did something right. You're supposed to put a Chamar on the boat. Everyone does. So there's not. So now later on, if the Gemara goes wild, I'm not at fault for putting my Gemara on the boat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazal of all the people on the ship, the Garam, Garmu, that the Gemara went crazy trying to capitalize the ship. We're going to get to the Uber. 1 second. Hold on. Very good, Shaila. Hold on. Let's not jump. So now, first take in the Gemara. So let me ask you a Shaila. The line that the Chayyam might have is a pure of Mamayna Shoroidis because the violent will not arise. But the mice is the boat in the Sakana? The boat in the Sakana. So if that's the case, I want to have a different Patur. I want to have the Patur, the last din of Rabbah, the Takana. If I'm trying to save somebody, I have a broad Patur, a Takana, so over here, Nebuchadnezzar, there are hundreds of people on this boat. I'm saving them from Mamish Sakanas Nefoshis by throwing this Gemara off the boat. Why don't I have a Takana here to pass me? Why do I need the Patur of Mamayna Shoroidis? And if I don't have the Patur of Mamayna Shoroidis, I'm going to be fired. I think I have a broader Patur. The Patur is that you're saving people from Sakanas Nefoshis. Oh. So, Beishwaim, if you learn like the Achronim, that when you think Mat for yourself also, you never have the Takana, he's in Mat himself also, and the Kanami doesn't pass the Takana. But the Nasiv is held at Minasora, it's Loi Bara, the fact that you were there too. After you're saving other people, you have the Takana. So here, like the Nasiv is, why is the Gemara saying, because from the Mayna Shel Raidiv, you should have the Ptur Alta Takana, a broad Ptur, and even if the Balakama wasn't a Raidiv, you should be part of Alta Takana. The Gemara says, Rabbi Letanei, Mamayna Shel. That was a shayla, and the Gemara says it is. No, because I write the food. That's what the Achronim is saying, but I'm saying if you learn like the Nesivis, what does the Nesivis do with this Gemara? Why does he need that? Why did the Gemara have to say, because I may go to write the food, let it say, I'll sit back on. And there's the Ishlam, if you learn, if you remember, like the Rav Moshe and the Shaviv. That takana was only if you're running and you're trying to get to the Makam Atala and this is in the way and you're just running it over, that's when the takana was. But to use the item actually to save yourself, to use its bullets to kill, you have no right. I mean, you have a right, but you're going to be chayiv, you have no ptur, you have no takana. So here too, I'm not trying to run over the kamar to get to the Makam Atala, I'm using the kamar to save the ship. I'm taking the kamar and throwing it overboard. So the chayiv gavna, I won't have the takana. So it wasn't Gishmak where the Gemara had to come on to me, I write this book. But once again, we proved last week that the Nesivah doesn't hold the Rav Moshe. The Nesivah holds that even if you're using the guy's gun and you're being shoyal or shoyal, shling me that, either way, and you're using the chedit to try to kill, you still have a takana. So the Nesivah who holds, you have a takana even if you're amongst many. And he holds you have a takana because often it's a broad takana, even if you manage using the guy's chedit. So the Gemara Mufarash is that there's no takana, you need to make a razor. But where's the Nesivah going to do with this Gemara? Tarachin and Nesivah. I don't know how to have both Nesivah as Bavazachas. How you learn the Gemara? Because the merchant to have a command to make a razor, we should have Stama Takona. All right. So, but that is what I told you till now is Rashi and the Mordechai and other Rishonim that they learned the whole Sugya was. And really, the Gemara says, Rabbi Letanei, that it's Mamayna Shoroidis. Comes along the Tesis Rid. And says what Torah was trying to tell him. It comes on the tape to read. What's going on? You need Mamayna Shoroidis? The Gemara is the writer. That's the Bala Gemara who's the writer. The Gemara is crazy. The Gemara is trying to kill people. The Gemara is the writer. The reason why I'm part of here is not because of a din of Rabbi Mamayna Shoroidis. The reason why I'm part of it is because if I'm allowed to kill a writer, the Sheikh Abba Makar, Sheikh Ashkim Log, you're allowed to kill a writer to save yourself? Well, this Gemara is the writer. So I'm allowed to kill the Gemara in order to save myself. You don't need to come on to Rabbi's din. I, the Gemara says, Rabbi Letanei. But they say, no, you have to be Magi of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. See, the Gemara had a stop. That's not because right at the time. High Mekorah means the Chamor, period. And a new thing. I'm a Rabbi, new halacha, nothing to do with the Sugi. A new halacha, the new Sugi, very nice. But not Rabbi Letanei, the Amar Rabbi. We had a whole different. He didn't have the gift. He was Magi of the Gemara to try to achieve this, that the Chamor itself is a Roidus. Now what we have here is really a machlekes rishonim how to understand what the chaygamna, what's going on here. Is a chamor a roidus or not? Could you make a chamor into a roidus? We know that a human being can be a roidus. But could a chamor, could an inanimate object be a roidus? Could a masli be a roidus? Rashi, and many rishonim, the Mordechai, like we said, and many rishonim hold, you know, the whole thing is only balak, the previous say, that the balak chamor is the roidus, but not the chamor. So if he's really held so stark that it's the Chamor is the right that he was Magi of the Gemara. And this Machlek is very interesting tonight. You see that it could be it's Machlek, it's Machaba in Ramah. Mamish, these halachas, is the Chamor the right or is the Dalet Gemara the Reitz? So let's start to say it. Rav Shin Pei says Dalet. Why shouldn't the Gemara be a Reitz? Who says that we ever found anywhere in the Torah that you could have a Reitz on something which is not a human being? A human is a Reitz. A Chavitz doesn't have dinim of a Reitz. Chavitz belong to people. They belong to Africa today. It's also God. But you can't make a din Reitz down to be a Minchas Pitim, which has Yosha. The Minchas Pitim says, how could you learn that the Gemara is not a Reitz? Kilu, the Etvashtana, the reason why the Gemara is not a Reitz is because we don't find a Reitz, Beli Kavona, Beli Das, like an Oinis, you can't have a Shem Reitz unless you're Mechavin to kill, or you're doing Bedas. The second one to see that the Gemara Mefresh is some Hedin Fakat. The Gemara says an Ubn is a Reitz. Ubn certainly has no Das. And there's annoyingness, and nevertheless the Gemara says, oh, there's a Reitz until it comes out. Once it comes out, Mishamayi Karat, you like, oh, Shal had on the Gemara, which is a long tshuva. But the Yisoid, you see from the Gemara that a Uba could be a Reitz. So Zakman Kasidi, like Torahin, how could these Rishonim hold that the Gemara is not a Reitz? If an Uba could be a Reitz, why can't a Gemara be a Reitz? But, like I said, it's true we found human beings being a Reitz, Kadosh Teitz in the Torah. We never found anywhere that Chseitzim, that animals, that behemoths, that objects could be Reitzim. Avada is the cause of the sakana, but we never found that they have a din of a raider that has the whole pasha of raider. They'll have to go along with the normal kidrei dinim. What to do with mamayna shalachera? If the acher is a raider, that's mamayna shalachera. If the acher is not a raider, there's no din. That the stam moment, even the moment as bad as that moment might be, has a din raider on it.
I'm sure it's charging somebody.
It's a cook nefesh you're allowed to do. We're not looking at
right. It's a person who's charging.
Correct. We are masking everyone. That's man the polig that you have a heter to kill, and you'll have a heter to kill. Right, this is a human being who's trying to kill.
That's part of your definition, a human being.
But like these Rishonim, like a taser, no, trying to kill, or causing a kill.
An animal but, charging a person.
Right, so Yizik have a heter to do. For sure you have a heter to do, because it's a consequence of a heter. But a p'tur, I'll tilk his right, if you don't have the p'tur, unless it's m'maynish or right, unless you have the gedorim, or it's a konolat, or lacherim, whatever it is, but without the gedorim that we have, you're not going to have a p'tur. What do you mechuyif to do? It's a consequence of you mechuyif to la'atul. But you want to be parted from that you need these dinas. Which Balabas? The Balakamar didn't do anything wrong. If he put on a Kamar which was tame and normal, correct, but the Uber happens to be the one that's causing the damage. Here, the Balakamar is not causing the damage, the Kamar is causing the damage. If the Balakamar did something irresponsibly, then he caused the damage. If he did something responsibly, he didn't cause the damage, the Kamar caused the damage. So if you done the Kamar, the right to fine, if not, not. Of the animal? Good, if you could do it, but I don't think they were able to do it. I reckon you have to know. So that rather pulling off the shelf from the bottom of the tap, like they want to find it, correct, and like this, if you're trying to save someone, it suggests, and in the Hanami, it would only be if the Bailam were lax by not making the Shmira properly on their shelf. But if they did a proper Shmira, then in the Hanami, you wouldn't have the p'tur, unless your shah is worth more, you would have a different dekonis, you sure, whatever, but you would be chayv. At the end of the day, you would be chayv to pay for the shah, unless the Bible will share for letting the shah do. Okay, let's stop, because we're not going to finish. Svina shachash relishav, sif dalit. You have a boat that was going to be destroyed, mikoydet hamasui, because of the weight on the boat. Now, all of a sudden we're talking about weight. The Rambam learned that chamra doesn't mean chamor, like Rashi and the other Rishonim. Chamra means yayin. So it was a weight. That's how he understood the Gemara. Hold it from the Gemara. So sina shachoshu lishavi mikribet hamasoi, v'omed echud mehem, v'heiko mehamato, and lightened the load of the boat, v'hishlek v'yam, and threw out this masoi overboard. Pata, he's pata. Why? Shahamaso, the actual weight itself, shabah, the weight in and of itself is a raidus. I'm potter because I killed the raidus. The weight is the raidus, and I'm potter because I killed the raidus. The Rambam, the Machaba, learned, apparently, like the place of the rid, I don't know, yeah, I guess he was also making the Gemara, I don't know, that the weight is the raidus. We're going to get to that. That's a major problem. We're going to see what, but at least you see in the Mechava that the weight itself was the Raidif, and the reason why you potter is because you killed the Raidif. Not because you killed Mubaynish Raidif, because you killed the Raidif itself. Let's just, now, how, again, it's a Gemara versus a Gethin. I mean, he had to be Magi the Gemara, I guess, like the Tesla's Rit. Okay, Dr. Ramah, Ago, V'yeshremim, Dafko, this is talking about Shetanu Yesenidai. That this person put too much on board. The Havia Master created, since he put too much on board, and he was at fault for the weight, for the overloading, so therefore he's the writer, or the Master, sorry, is the writer. But if it wasn't overloaded, but the weather, because the storm tried to capsize the boat, there you have no ptur. Because the master is not a roidif, it's nothing to do with it. It's not the master's fault, it's the storm's fault, even though the way to achieve a hatzol is to throw out the master. But the weight is not at fault, so chayobim l'shalim, or mechashim l'fi ha-masli, v'loy l'fi ha-momik. And you go, the halach is that you, when you reckon who has to chip in to pay, you see how much everyone's weight on the boat. If everyone has 10 pounds and you need to throw off 10 pounds, and with 1,000 pounds, everyone has 10 over 1,000, 1,100, everyone has to lose. They have to share equally, because everyone's burden, everyone's load was goyim, was goyim to the weight problem, and that's all is achieved by throwing it off. So who cares if you threw off one? That's, before you threw it off, the luck would be if we had to decide whose weight should be thrown off, and we're all equal. Everyone should throw off, a ratio, what everyone has, throw off a little bit. But even if you throw off from one, everyone has to share in the burden. Now, the Ramah's Mekatesh Tekuv, the Taz points out that what the Ramah means is the Magen Mishnah's word. The Magen Mishnah was that sign that he reminded me of the Rambam that was talking about that the Masli that you threw off was the guy who was Yaisa Nedai. Not just that the boat was overloaded. It was overloaded by this guy. This guy overloaded the boat, and because he did so, his master is a raidif. I could take his master, throw it overboard, and I'm going to be talking because this master is the Goyim, this master is the raidif. That's how the Rav Magid learns, and that's how you have to say Chatan Ramah. Means if it wouldn't be this guy who's the rightist, if he wasn't the one who overloaded and I threw off Nasoi, sounds like then I'd be Kayas. Maybe I'd be Makashan with everyone on the boat. But the reason why he hasn't been rightist, because he was last, he put it on last, and that's why he's the rightist and I'm Potter. And look in this massive cotton test. Let's take this slow. Look in this massive cotton test. And we'll see that's how he touches up. He has two shots on me. Let's see.